Johnson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country will be the one to decide whether and how to respond to Iran's major air assault earlier this week. With his remarks Wednesday, Netanyahu brushed off calls for restraint from close allies, including the visiting foreign ministers of Germany and Britain. Israel has vowed to respond to Iran's unprecedented attack without saying when or how. That has left the region bracing for further escalation after months of unrest linked to the ongoing war in Gaza. Iran's president warned Israel against responding. Jordan's King Abdullah says his country will not be a battleground for any party in the confrontation between Israel and Iran. Dale Gavlak reports from Amman.
The kingdom was geographically sandwiched, sitting between Israel on one side and Iran and its proxies on the other. As Iranian drones and ballistic missiles flew over Jordanian airspace on their way to Israeli targets. In remarks to U.S. President Joe Biden, King Abdullah defended his military's actions in helping intercept and shoot them down, saying Jordan's security and the protection of its citizens come above all other considerations. He said Jordan would not be a theater of war for any side, nor will it allow a regional war to unfold on its land. Dale Gavlak, VOA News, Amman.
Local officials say three Russian missiles have slammed into the northern Ukrainian city of Chernihiv, hitting an apartment building and killing at least 17 people. Emergency services say at least 61 people were wounded. It's about 150 kilometers north of the capital, Kyiv, near the border with Russia and Belarus. This is VOA News. U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Mike Johnson is forging ahead toward a vote later this week on a package of Ukraine funding that also includes Israel and Taiwan. But he's also facing a choice between potentially losing his job and advancing the aid for Ukraine. After agonizing over how to proceed for days, the Republican speaker told his party lawmakers he will start a days-long push to hold votes on funding packages for Ukraine, Israel, and allies in the Indo-Pacific, as well as several other foreign policy proposals. Authorities across the United Arab Emirates were clearing debris on Wednesday after a torrential downpour caused damage and killed at least one person. Reuters correspondent Vanessa Chan reports.
The United Arab Emirates was hit by the heaviest rainfall in 75 years, according to the National Meteorology Center. The desert city of Dubai witnessed record rainfall with more than a year and a half worth of rain in just a few hours, according to media reports. The UAE does not have the infrastructure to prepare for heavy rain, and flooding rarely occurs in its dry climate. Although heavy rains has eased by late Tuesday, disruptions continued Wednesday. The torrential downpour flooded streets, causing damage to homes and businesses.
Reuters correspondent Vanessa Chan. Several jurors have been chosen in former U.S. President Donald Trump's historic hush money criminal trial. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
After 2 days of Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial, seven jurors were picked. Five more are still needed, plus six alternates. At the end of court Tuesday, Trump accused the judge of rushing the trial.
We are going to continue our fight against this judge. We think he's totally conflicted.
The jurors chosen are an information tech worker, an English teacher, an oncology nurse, a sales professional, a software engineer, and two lawyers. Opening statements begin as early as next week. Trump denies charges of falsifying business records to keep stories about his sex life secret. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
The NBA has banned Toronto player Jonte Porter after a league probe found he disclosed confidential information to sports bettors and bet on games. The Pro Basketball League said Porter gave a better information about his own health status prior to Toronto's game on March 20th. The league said another individual known to the NBA as a bettor placed a bet that he would not hit numbers. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.